What a hodgepodge of readings today. Everything from the virtuous woman to warnings of stay awake and be sober. At first glance, it doesn't appear that the readings have anything in common. If you think that, you're wrong. But don't feel bad. It took me a while also. At first, the reading from Proverbs praises the virtuous woman. But did you ever ask yourself, what makes this woman so different from other women? What makes this woman so different from others is from the line, the woman who fears the Lord. We, in this modern day and age, have lost the real meaning of the word fear. When we hear the word fear, we automatically think, oh, I'm so afraid of doing this or that. This type of fear leads one to be paralyzed from doing anything. We all experience this type of fear from time to time, especially today, constantly in fear because of the pandemic and what it may do. It makes us stop living, always afraid, paralyzed. But the fear of the Lord is freedom. It doesn't mean that we are not cautious, but that we can go out, worship, and live. The fear of the Lord means you love God first and foremost, with your whole heart, with your whole mind, with your whole soul, and your neighbor as yourself. Look at the virtuous woman. She loves God first, then her family, and then her neighbor. Her love for God allows her to go far above and beyond any other woman. She is living Psalm 128 when it states, "Blessed are you who fear the Lord." Love can make us do phenomenal things. This is why St. Paul and Jesus warns us to be on guard. Both Paul and Jesus tell us that the day of the Lord is coming at a time when we least expect it. St. Paul warns us, when people are saying security and peace, then sudden disaster will come upon them, and they will not escape. Then we have Jesus telling us the parable of the talents. We must be very careful when we read scripture. We can easily fall into the trap of, oh, I've read this before. I don't need to have to read it carefully because I know it. When this happens, we must remember the virtuous woman and the warnings of St. Paul and Jesus. Just because it is familiar doesn't mean I won't get anything out of it. I myself find my falling into this trap. Then I stop, and with more prayer to the Holy Spirit to guide me, I start all over. Something will always come to mind. Today's gospel is one such scripture passage. What I first noticed, that none of the servants asked to be favored. None of them deserves this favor either. The master just chooses them. And if you notice, this is what God does for us. He just pours out graces or gifts upon all humanity, like rain or sunshine upon the good and the bad alike. Like the servants, we are entrusted with these gifts to be utilized and to make grow. If you noticed, none of them received the same amount of talents. Each received according to his ability. No one has received the same gifts as another. Just as each person is created unique, so is your gift. As we heard, two servants doubled their talents. One, though, buried his and refused to do anything with it. Now for the question, how can we rectify the difference between the virtuous woman and the servant who buried his talents? In reality, the only difference is the type of fear each one has. The servant who refused to do anything with his talent except burying it is afraid of his master. "I know you are a demanding person," he says, "so out of fear." The servant's fear paralyzed him so bad he couldn't do anything. The virtuous woman, on the other hand, feared her master so much that she was free to do anything, even to extending her hands to the poor and the needy. When you look at your life and think about what talents or gifts you have received, what do you do with them? What does fear mean to you? What does fear do to you? Are you like the servants who fears and does nothing? Or like the virtuous woman who opens her arms to embrace life? What all of us must remember is that we do not know when we will be called to make an account of what we did with the talents God has given us. Are you ready?